know something about running a boat, and they know something about building a boat. And I think we really need to consult with them and consult with people like yourselves and these good people to give us the very best thing for this next millennium so that other legislators won't be sitting here frustrated over an $85 million boat with flat decks and fumes and parts that can't be found in America and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I thank you very much for being here, Bruce.
Okay, well, thank you for your
Thank you. Sometimes it's so hard for us to understand what Senator Taylor really means.
Chairman
Masick. Chairman Masick.
We do, I understand, we do have Tom Brigham and Bob Dahl here for the hearing. Would you like to add any comments, or do you have anything to say about the presentation? Great. If you could just give your name and affiliation for the record and start with your
comments. Madam Chair, Mr. Chair, I'm Bob Dahl, General Manager of the Alaska Marine Highway. We were delighted to spend an hour with the Eastern Shipbuilding folks this morning and to hear their presentation, and as well Mr. Gilbert's, because they dovetail so well with the Southeast plan that you've heard so much about. The concept of using fast ferries to achieve one of the major goals of the population, I believe, of Southeast Alaska, which is to make a transit from one port to another in a single day, or perhaps even return to the original port in a single day, is what a fast ferry is precisely designed for. And that's one of the designs we have under consideration. I think it's good to keep in mind that 35 years ago, when the Alaska Marine Highway System was designed, someone decided that it was going to be a long-haul system, that people were going to get on at the end of Prince Rupert, perhaps, or Bellingham, and continue all the way through to Skagway. That system has advantages and disadvantages, and those advantages and disadvantages are with us to this day. What the Southeast plan does is to adopt, it has many features, but one of them is to adopt a point-to-point service, which is, again, for which the Block Island would be ideally suitable, and achieve that aspect of transportation from one community to another, which we cannot achieve at the moment because our schedules are designed from the time the ship gets underway to the time it reaches its destination. So we're very interested to hear all of these presentations today.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, one
question
we didn't get a chance to talk about. This is, I don't know whether we can hang that thing up here or not. Just to show you what it is, if you can turn around. This is Southeast Alaska, and this is Marine Highway's plan of corridors for interconnecting roadhead to roadhead, as Bob was just talking about. And this shows the entire Tongass National Forest road system. And I believe it's probably one of the first times your committees have ever seen a map that actually shows the existing road systems that are out there today in Southeast Alaska. That's all these black squiggly lines. Road system on Wrangell Island, of course, is clear down here to Fool's Inlet. The ferry we're talking about here would run from Fool's Inlet, right here, over here into the Bradfield Canal, where the Marine Highway has designated, or Department of Transportation, Forest Service. That's who applied to, though. Our people applied to the Forest Service for corridors. That's the Eagle Creek Corridor. That takes bridges from here, coming off of Belle Island, onto the island Ketchikan is on. Those bridges are smaller than the Juneau Douglas Bridge. You'd never have to run another ferry to drive into Ketchikan if you merely went up this logging road that is existing today. It's in disrepair, of course. There's a Canadian highway sitting right here. You're talking about maybe 40 total miles to interconnect those two. Metlakatla. Ted Stevens is building a road through the Army Corps of Engineers to that point in Metlakatla. You'd only have to ferry off of that point over to here in Ketchikan. We're talking maybe, was it 7 miles, Bob? 5 miles across there? Total run. To get from Cake, people at Cake are lucky if they get a ferry once a week, right? To get from Cake into Petersburg, you take a ferry all the way around. Look at the road system you're driving by. You interconnect those two, somewhere between 7 and 12 miles, depending on which logging road you're going to interconnect to. Everybody from Cake could drive to Petersburg whenever they wanted to. To go from Petersburg to Wrangell, right now you follow the dotted line, goes through Wrangell Narrows. Only can go through at high tide, right? Look at that road system. State of Alaska spent over $16 million just improving that road in the last 5 years. You can drive that road at 50 miles an hour out here. The shuttle ferry system we're looking for would run from Banana Point or Woodpecker Cove or whatever, Blind Slough, there's this area right in here. Straight across to Wrangell. That's about an 11-mile run. That's the same kind of run that his boat is currently making. I actually think Bruce's boat could make a profit today running to and from those two points because there's a cement boat ramp right there too, Bruce, that you could offload on.
Yeah, I was down there.
You might think about just come down and try it for a summer, just running back and forth. We may be able to make you profitable yet if nobody will do this. Come off of Wrangell or off of Banana Point here and come down to Prince of Wales Island. If you come into the north end of Prince of Wales Island, you've got this entire road system available to you, and then come off and go to Ketchikan. The Ketchikan run right now is serviced by the Aurora, and the Aurora makes that trip in about 3 hours and some odd minutes, Bob. 3 hours and 45 minutes. That vessel is capable of making two trips a day as a day boat. That's what these interconnects are that we're talking about. So as a consequence, whether you need a 208-foot boat, you might, on a longer run, maybe going from upper end of Prince of Wales into Wrangell and Petersburg to connect, you might want a bigger boat of that size. You may want that size boat going across from Wrangell across Beam Canal. If you don't take that corridor and you have to get a little more water, you might want that same size boat there. You may need three or four of those. You need a boat to come out of Sitka so the people can get from Sitka out to here where they can connect to the mainliners that are going to be operating. You need to move a ferry terminal out here to Echo Cove. Look at that road that exists right there. If you go clear out to there, look how much run you cut off. All of a sudden, the people of Haines and Skagway are going to get twice or three times the service they're currently getting out of the same vessels. Those things can all be done today, every one of them. And I'm excited about doing it. I want to see us get some service in here. So you may be looking at three boats. You may be looking at five or six. You may want a couple small ones. You may want two or three that are up to the 200-foot size. The total budget we're looking at is probably somewhere in the neighborhood of half what we've already spent on the Kennecott. But these maps are, I can get you in much more detail from the U.S. Forest Service. And we, in fact, we've even taken some over from Ivory. I wanted you to have that.
Thank you. The chairs are very happy. We like maps. And with that, Tom, if you could also work, because, you know, we already have a Southeast plan going, and what Bruce has brought to us today for a concept to study fast ferries, Senator Taylor has graciously allowed part of his staff, Mel, to be putting forth some kind of a system to present back to the full two chairs so we can present to our full committees as to whether or not we are going to consider some kind of a committee structure to look into this. So if you wouldn't mind also working with Mel and Senator Taylor on that to have input into it so that we can have something presented back to us to consider whether or not we want to present it to our full committees. And with that, I'd like to thank everybody on behalf of Chairman Masick and myself for being here today. And House and Senate Transportation is adjourned.
Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Bill.